Sunday is Father's Day, in honor of dads who work hard to make a living, and dads who work hard staying at home caring for kids, who go to soccer games and Little League, and then there's another occupation.
In my day job, I am the Director of Scientific Computing for Array BioPharma.
That's Dan Weaver, who will soon tell you exactly how he likes to get together with other dads and their kids. But more about his day job.
And I spend all kinds of time trying to help scientists gather the data to understand if we've invented a medicine to help cure cancer.
Now for Father Dan Weaver's secret other life.
By night, I'm a game inventor, and so the little joke I tell is that by day I try to cure cancer, and by night I try to make people happy.
As for what kinds of games make people happy.
Are we ready?
I had up one. All right.
Get set.
Two.
Three.
One.
That
one,
is a game called Pit. As in the stock market futures trading pit in the early 1900s. Pit was invented then in honor of the beginning of the U.S. Corn Exchange. So it's not exactly a modern video game full of speed race cars or live-action heroes killing each other with realistic weapons and dying with real-looking blood. The goal of Pit is to trade your cards until you get a full hand of one single commodity crop. What's a commodity? Well, it's a hot item like corn, oat, wheat, or here's a great one, hay.
Woo! Mine!
Doug, I hate you.
Dan Weaver has just finished a game of Pit in the basement of another dad, Doug Steen, who lives in Boulder.
Where was my corn?
I had 6 oats.
Weaver and Steen and their kids say the game of Pit tells you a lot about the early 1900s.
They like to yell.
They're rowdy. They look like the stuff at bars, I bet.
I mean, I think part of it is, you know, that's when, you know, commodity trading was just really coming online.
I think some would say that this being made in 1919 actually ushered in the Roaring Twenties. When they say Roaring Twenties, they're talking about Pit, I'm pretty sure.
The sound that's coming out of the Pit game.
The sound that you hear in every single house.
The basement of Natalie's playing Pit.
Pit is one of several games these fathers and sons will play this afternoon, and they have lots of games to choose from. That's because in Doug Steen's basement, crammed into a wall-to-wall bookshelf, are 300 different games. The next game they choose is Thunderstone, and one of the boys, Benji, explains how he plans to win.
I have 3 militias, 2 iron rationings, and a dagger. I will not go to the dungeon, very dangerous, and I have 5 gold.
Thunderstone is a fairly new American invention based on a German game called Dominion. It's loosely based on games like Dungeons and Dragons and Magic.
With this, I shall be also getting a Battle Fury due to the lack of strong heroes. So that is the end of my turn and is now your turn.
Thunderstone is not for everyone. So for the younger kids, such as Dylan, Steen pulls out a game of dice.
The exact same.
Oh, I was so close.
Doug Steen says that he hears more laughter during board games than he does during video games.
For the most part, I'm not as big a fan of just sitting in front of the computer and playing a game. I'd much rather be with a bunch of people playing the game as a group. And so that's what got me interested in board games in the first place.
But he also sees the need for interactive games for our high-tech devices. So he and Dan Weaver and some other dads have created a company called Crooked Smiles. They've invented some card games with fun social skills like trading cards or stealing them. And they want to develop interactive games for iPhones and other high-tech devices. He says it's challenging work.
Well, the way I got started in it as a career is simply deciding to stop my lucrative job with lots of benefits and free time in order to not get paid and have no free time and and no benefits. So it's just something I've always enjoyed and wanted to do. And I'd been doing software development for other people for 25 years now and decided it was time to do something that I really wanted to do. And now we have American designers who are coming up with some of the best new board games. So it's an exciting time.
And now you could turn one into a kangaroo because you have the kangaroo chip.
Are you kidding me? Okay, two.
You can find out more about Doug Steen, Dan Weaver, and these other dads at the website crookedsmiles.com. Or send them a question about how to find people you can play board games with, whether you're just a regular person or a kid or a dad looking for something unusual and fun this Father's Day.
One, two, one, two, one. I got two.